When the Escambia County Commission meets this evening, it's expected to narrow the list of candidates for county administrator. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports battle lines appear to have been drawn at this morning's agenda meeting.
The names of 20 applicants have been submitted by the Dallas-based headhunting firm Waters Consulting. Lead consultant Andrea Sims says the list reflects a nationwide search and wide diversity.
Age diversity, it is racial diversity. Only one woman made the list. She happens to be an African-American woman. There are at least 4 African-American males, and diversity in terms of city-county experience, whether this would be their first county administrator job.
One of the issues to be resolved is whether the commission will again use a citizens' committee, this time to come up with a list of 5 to 7 finalists. The panel worked with Waters Consulting to develop the current list. Commissioner Wilson Robertson favors pressing it back into service.
And I think they've already gone through this at least once and done a great job. I think we need to give them an opportunity. I'd hate to tell them that we set you up to do this, but now we don't have confidence in you doing it. I think they'll do a better job narrowing it down to 5 than we will.
That drew an immediate response from Commissioner Stephen Berry, who's against bringing back the Citizens Committee.
But I think it's come to the point in time. I mean, we've fast-forwarded 10 months every bit of this discussion and 12 months since the first discussion. And we haven't made progress. At some point in time, whether folks are happy or unhappy with the decisions, we have to make those decisions. That's what I'm prepared to do this evening.
New Commission Chairman Lumen May, who first supported a citizens committee to help with the search, said he does not want to hold up the process any further.
There was a perception that community was not involved, the constituents were not involved, and that we didn't have transparency in our selection and our hiring process. I'm not opposed to having more citizen input. I don't know if I want 5 names or 5 to 7 names when we make the final decision.
Among the candidates are ex-Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds, who was fired earlier this year over his handling of a public records request, and Interim Administrator George Tuart, who took the time this morning to campaign for the job once again and explain his 11th-hour application.
For whatever reason, there were only 10 applications on November the 15th. I do consider myself qualified. I've been doing it over 20 years. I am from Escambia County, and I did change my mind, if that's the word you want to hear, and I applied for the job. If I get 3 votes, so be it. If I don't, I'll go back into retirement.
Tuart warned that the negative publicity arising from Randy Oliver's firing last year and subsequent commission battles over other issues may have prevented many who are qualified from applying. That drew another response from Commissioner Stephen Berry.
My colleagues look at board meetings, they look at committee of the whole meetings, they look at newspaper headlines, they check a lot of things out. And the fact that I'm an interim county administrator may be on the top 10.
I understand. You have two very vocal proponents.
I'll be through it in just a minute.
You have two sitting commissioners as advocates very publicly every time the discussion has come up. That's not something that is conducive to a healthy search.
Based on past votes and statements, the commissioners who favor hiring Tuart permanently are Wilson Robertson and Gene Valentino. Robertson made another such pitch this morning.
We want the sifting committee to decide who the top 5 are. If they think George ought to be one of them, I think he ought to be one. What kind of message does that send to a citizens committee when you strike someone off and penalize them because you're acting administrator? That is so unfair.
The county commission meeting kicks off at 5:30 in commission chambers. However many candidates are left afterward will be interviewed next month, with February the target date to have the permanent county administrator on board. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.